brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo will be joining us coming up for the next hour and 45 minutes or so until the end of the show. A lot of other key news coming up. I'm finishing up, Bob, in non-technical terms. By manipulating the gold paper market, they keep trying to hold it down. But now I'm seeing all these, I mean, hundreds of them on CNBC and everywhere saying gold 2000, gold 2000. I don't even want to say that. Why are they having all these bigwigs on TV if it's so controlled saying it's going up to 2000 and now even admitting in a lot of places that the COMEX is manipulated? Because normally I like to go the opposite direction of what the big boys are saying. I mean, we know it's manipulated. We know it should be over 2000, but what's going to happen?
I think they're letting you know that they know that the government is going to probably end their manipulation. I think that's what's coming. And they're hoping to set a lid on this thing at 2000. If you go back to 1980 and you figure official inflation, you're looking at close to $3,000. Unofficial inflation is $6,000 since that time. That's where gold should be and should go to. That's on a natural basis. And so they don't want it to go there. And obviously, they're happy to keep it at 2,000. They're trying to build a bridge there. They're trying to build a buffer. They're trying to stop it from going there. I know right now it seems strange because gold is down in the 700s. But let me tell you something. These people look ahead, and that's what that's all about.
All right, theinternationalforecaster.com. Check it out, folks. Get a free trial subscription there. We'll talk to you again, I hope, for a full hour next week, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes. Now, I want to bring Ted up just for 3 minutes or so because we've got our guest coming up. Ted, 2 weeks ago you offered gold when you bought it at 700, 50-something bucks above that right now. You can pass on that savings. You have two coins left. All the other coins are sold out, but you have sovereigns and francs at a new great deal. Briefly, and this is a great deal, folks. Again, it's a great hedge against inflation and insurance policy. And then separately, if you're doing it for speculation, for what could be giant profits, it's also smart to get into. But for me, gold is just an insurance policy. And regardless, it's a time to buy right now. Ted, tell folks about today's offer.
Yeah, what I have right now, Alex, I've got the last group of a bunch of $10 gold pieces that I'd purchased, a combination of $10 Indians and $10 Liberties, what I picked up when it was around $700 an ounce. They are the pre-1933 coins, the real U.S. coins that were made here, used as currency. Currently, that coin is it's a $10 Indian. They're at $6.73, and the $10 Liberties at $6.53. Obviously, the francs and the British sovereigns are a really good buy. You have to get into smaller gold pieces, and you can't do it better than this. Not with, you know, U.S. Eagles.
And to explain, most places don't even have gold or silver, or there's 30, 40, 50% premiums. There's no premium on this because most of these coins that he's offering, he had before it went up.
That's exactly what's going on, Alex, right now. The physical supply on gold is just absolutely scarce. It's so hard to find coins to buy right now. And everybody, even all my customers call me and let me know how tough it is out there to try to buy even from my competitors. But, yeah, right now, and Walking Liberty halves, they're a good buy at $8.40. Again, everything in the precious metals market has such turmoil. I mean, like when you see what Citigroup here just did, the article they published here just the other day talking about gold being at $3,000 an ounce, and they're like one of the Federal Reserve Bank branches.
Yeah, that was a secret memo that was covered by the BBC, London Telegraph, and the Wall Street Journal. They're saying $3,000 by next year. We're not saying that. Those are internal memos. The point is that gold has intrinsic value. This is a great deal. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight tonight. Folks, they also have half-dollar silver at a great deal right now. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. How much is the silver, Ted?
The silver is $8.60, and it's really a good buy, too, Alex. People need to have silver in their hands right now with the economic events that are coming. Are you kidding me?
Get into this before everybody else does. There's already huge shortages. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the radio special. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for having me up.
You bet. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the rest of this hour and the entirety of the next, we have two great guests on with us. We're going to open the phones up at the end of the show, the last 30 minutes or so, for our guests joining us from Central America, down in Panama, with the founders of Natural Solutions Foundation. I tried to go over both their bios. It would take all day, but Major General Albert N. Stubblebine, U.S. Army retired. And, of course, he headed up the U.S. Army's Electronic Research and Development Command, U.S. Army's Intelligence and Security Command. He was the head of Army Special Forces, the head of Fort Bragg. He's worked with some of the biggest and some of the most secretive defense contractors. He's been involved in some of the most secretive black op operations. And after all these years of research, he's come to basically the same conclusion I have. This is a giant world government set up to carry out eugenics, an extermination of the majority of the public with ambient soft-kill weapons being slowly and incrementally turned up, and then institutionalizing and covering up through compartmentalization the deaths, the diseases, cancer, 1 in 33 having it now, 1 in 2 males, 1 in 3 females, diabetes up thousands of percentile. The media is saying that poison, melamine in milk is good, saying that the deadly plastic chemicals are good as people die en masse. Saying that GMO foods that sterilize the rats and mice are good for us as it sterilizes the public, as sperm counts drop by more than 80%, women are infertile, just mass plagues, all by design, and they have studied it all. They have really single-handedly, with the help of the folks that are members of their organization, helped shoot down a lot of takeovers by Codex Alimentarius. They've been some of the sole reporters who at gunpoint have been pushed out of meetings, public supposed meetings that they've been, you know, guest of at the UN. Just amazing stories. So I wanted to have them on with us, Major General Stubblebine and the medical director of healthfreedomusa.org, and that is Rima E. Labo, MD, graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and then it goes through all of her amazing research and all the great findings that she has made. So we're honored to have both of these individuals, husband and wife, on with us for the balance of the show. And let's go ahead and bring up General Stubblebine, because I didn't last person I talked to was the doctor. General, it's good to have you on with us here today.
Well, and it's great to be here.
A lot is happening. Just a side issue before we get into the Codex Alimentarius, what you saw in Europe, and bring the doctor in. Have you heard all the big announcements that they're going to abolish the National Guard? I have all the documents here, but it's in the Washington Post, and put them under NORTHCOM, and it says for civil insurrection and to work with the police, and they're deploying microwave guns in all the major cities to prepare, I guess, for war with the American people. I had a retired JAG colonel on first hour saying that this is unconstitutional. What's your take on it, being the former head of special forces?
It's absolutely not constitutional, and it bothers the hell out of me, if you really want to know.
Well, please elaborate, sir, because
I think it is horrible. You know, we have a constitution, and what we've done with it is burn it, throw it away, and forget about it, and it's wrong.
Now, when you were heading up the areas of the Army in the 70s and 80s and into the early 90s, or back in the 80s, I mean, back then, if they tried this with the Army then, what would you be saying if you were there today?
It'd be a revolt. They would say, you can't do that. It's not constitutional. You cannot use the military, the Army, or the Navy, or the Marines, or the Air Force, for civil actions. It is not constitutional. And that's exactly what we would have said then.
Why isn't it constitutional?
Sorry about that.
No, I mean, absolutely. Why is it not constitutional? I mean, why did the founders, why did every other civilized nation say you don't have your army engaging the people? Because the army is meant to kill people and break things and go after enemies. I mean, why did the Romans 2,000 years ago say it's against the law for Caesar to bring the troops into Rome?
Because you didn't want somebody who could become then a dictator by using the army to quell any kind of unrest, any kind of disagreement. You didn't want this so-called ruler to take advantage of the power of the army, literally, to quell the populace. That's the reason that they passed the made it unconstitutional, because they knew then that it was not going to be correct if a ruler could become a dictator by using the military. Very simple.
And that's what the Army War College and the Naval War College and all of them said for hundreds of years. And my dad's got a big book, The History of the Army, and right in there it has several chapters saying what you just said. So the Army has to know what they're being told to do now is treason against the Constitution.
Well, it's very interesting because at some level or some levels, we apparently have sort of morphed into this position we're in. Instead of, we didn't just sort of jump into this thing one day and suddenly be there. We've kind of oozed or morphed into this thing. I don't know what the current commanders are thinking, but I cannot help but believe that they are very, very upset with some of the things that are going on. Mm-hmm. They brought this unit out of Iraq. They attached it to NORTHCOM. They said, oh, by the way, your primary mission is going to be to quell riots, to move people into detaining facilities, into essentially what are going to be concentration camps.
And that was 2 months ago.
I can't believe that a commander who's being given that order doesn't say, what the hell is going on here?
Well, that was 2 months ago, 3,000 troops, the 3rd Brigade. Now they announced 20,000, and then I read the fine print.
I was going to say, all of the National Guard.
Yeah. And then I read deeper, and it talks about Obama's civilian corps of 1 million. Does that concern you, sir, a 1 million-man spy corps?
Or is that going to be a personal army?
Oh, no, it's going to be outside the Army. You're right. Yes, they're saying it's going to be a federal domestic force. I mean, how do people not recognize that that is, that is classic tyranny, is it not, sir?
Okay. How can you have your own army? I mean, look at Blackwater. You know, what is Blackwater? Whose allegiance does Blackwater swear to? To the Constitution? Oh, no. Does it swear to Halliburton? Well, I think so. So how do you then have your own personal army, and then is there more than one personal army out there? You know, Halliburton got one, and Obama have one. Does McCain have one? Who else has their own personal army? And why? You know, the big question is not do they do, but why do they have it?
Well,
what's coming, Alex, what's coming that we don't know that each one of these individuals needs their own army?
What is that in your educated opinion, General?
I think something is getting ready to happen, which is devastating, and don't know whether it's another false flag event like 9/11. Don't know whether it's a avian flu pandemic. I don't know the exact details what is coming. You can bet your bottom dollar people in the power structure know that they need an army, their private army. The people in the power structure know that they need to train the regular army for riot control and people control. Know that something is coming that is devastating. They know the exact details of it. We do not.
And you're saying you believe, they've been setting this up quietly for decades, as you know. It seems it's all coming to a head. Are you saying, General, the intelligence, the evidence is showing it's going to be initiated, it's going to be staged?
Well, it's very interesting because let me tell you how the intelligence works. First of all, any single piece of information is nothing more than a dot. That's all it is. It is an unverified piece of information. Then you get another unverified piece of information. A third unverified piece of information. So I now have 3 dots and 4 dots. Then when I get to 100 dots, suddenly a picture emerges out of the dots. It's no longer a set of dots. It's a picture that emerges. Oh, by the way, even though each dot may or may not be fully substantiated, the mass of the dots that come out to create the picture, suddenly, and you're sitting there looking at all these dots, and suddenly, out of this, like a 3D crossword, or a 3D picture puzzle.
Exactly.
Together.
That's how, amazing, General. Stay there. We're going to break and come back and then shift into the health attack, what's happening, how we counter it. But that's exactly how I described it myself earlier this week. I'll study things for years, And then finally, it's like all the pieces come together. It's exactly what you're saying.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details. Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
All right, let's go right back to our guest, General Stubblebine, finishing up the point about an intelligence, a dot here, a dot there, and then overall, you get the clear picture. Now it's not even dots. They're just throwing it in our face, admitting everything. Finish up that thought, sir.
Well, the first thing that when you have the dots, and, you know, it's nothing but a set of dots, and then suddenly, just suddenly, the entire picture just sort of is there in front of you, and you say, oh, my God, I've had this information all along. Bingo, there it is. Now I know. The question then becomes, what do I do about it? When I know what the picture is and I know it's horrific, what the heck do I do? Do I just accept it? Do I just sort of lay down and give up, or do I begin to resist? Do I mount a resistance of some sort? What do I do with this picture now that I know what it is? And what's happening, Alex, unfortunately, and you mentioned it, what's happening is they're now saying, oh, yes, by the way, we are going to destroy the Constitution. We're not going to pay attention to the Constitution. And, oh, by the way, we are going to deploy army troops to quell any kind of resistance that you might put up. And if you resist, you probably are going to go into a detainment camp somewhere. Well, now that they're pronouncing it, now that they're saying it, again, what does the populace do? I'll tell you what most of it is doing. It's saying, whoa, ho, 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 back off, back off, back off. I think I will be quiet. I think I will just shut up and pay attention to what the new rules are going to be.
So you say they're openly...
those new rules.
General, sorry to interrupt. So you're saying they're openly announcing it to cause a chilling effect. And, A, that's one question. And then, B, I'm going to throw this in. They threaten Congress, as you know, or if you don't, we'll play the clip. Senator Inhofe admits it, others. With martial law, they wouldn't pass the banker takeover. So this is the illegitimate government, this menacing the real government. Go ahead.
Yep. That's exactly what's happening. And, oh, by the way, what is happening with all of these announcements? The introduction of fear. Fear subdues. And let me tell you, that's exactly where they're headed, because they're going to make it fearful for anybody to do anything in the way of resistance, period.
Well, is something wrong with me then, or you? All this does is make me angry and want to mount a resistance.
Well, may I jump in?
Yes, go ahead, Doctor.
I think what's happening is that you and General Stubblebein and I and the other patriots and freedom folks have not brushed their teeth with enough fluoride. Fluoride, as I'm sure your listeners know, Alex, and as I know you know, was used initially in the Soviet gulag to make the political prisoners easy to deal with. They became tractable, complacent. It's a neurological toxin, and all this nonsense about tooth decay at prevention and so on is just so much nonsense. Fluoride is to subdue the populace, and at another time we can have a discussion.
Well, we got an hour and a half coming up, so we can get into that. And by the way, 2 years ago, the American Medical Association said kids under six, don't give it to them. It's bad for your teeth. So for those that don't believe us, they admit it's not good for your teeth. It causes dental fluorosis, but you're a medical doctor. So, I mean, certainly you can speak to that.
Absolutely. But the point is that we have been poisoned, we have been subdued psychologically through the media, we have been rendered fearful, and we have been rendered apathetic by the toxins in our diet, by the microwave, and by the toxic information, or quote information, that we've taken in. It's having its effect.
This is a full-spectrum cocktail. And then you find out they knew decades before, and they deploy these as weapon systems against us, General.
Absolutely. And guess what? The food that is being degraded is being used as a weapon. I mean, you know, it's not being touted right now as weaponized food, but that's exactly where they're going, and it's exactly what's happening. And so every bit of bite of food that you take in, if you allow them the privilege of eating the food that they would like you to eat, you know, if you don't eat organic food, then you're going to get the GMO food. You're going to get all of the things that have been put into there that will impact your body and not impact it very well.
Well, sir, as you know,
for health perspective,
as you
and
know,
so the food is being weaponized.
Yes. We're going to come back and talk about that more with Major General Stubblebein and Dr. Lebo. Now, folks, understand something. The UN said in 97 at the World Food Council in Beijing, they said we are going to use food as a weapon. And it's in the Royal Commission on Population, put out by the British they are. So what the general and the doctor are saying is the truth. Amazing interview with General Stubblebein and Dr. Lebo and their website. We've got that up on screen at prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Entire configuration being designed by the global government, openly announced now. There's no more denial. Those of us could see the dots years ago, decades ago, you laughed at us. Now, it's not even dots. They just took the mask right off. And they said, we're coming straight on for humanity. We don't have a choice. We have to fight back in any way we can. And I'm going to ask Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo, from their educated perspective, what we do in that fight. But let's continue, for those that don't know, with some of the worst things, and not just the melamine, but the plastics, with the estrogen mimicking, endocrine disruptors, what the GMO foods are doing, sterilizing, what's being sprayed, the fluoride, the mercury, the arsenic being added by design, and not just fluoride, but all added to the water, and where you see this all going as they build up and they mass all of this against us. As they get private armies to protect their own systems, it's clear, as you said, General, they're bringing in something hellish. So both of you, you have the floor, whatever you think's most important.
Well, let's start with the fact that every bite we take can either add to our health and our vitality, or it can diminish our ability to protect ourselves through our immune system and through our regenerative capacity. I'm a physician. I have practiced drug-free medicine for the best part of 40 years. So I'm very, very aware of what nutrition does or
and
does
treated,
not
And
do.
You treated, to interrupt, royalty and heads of state. But, I mean, so you're a top position. Go ahead.
And the reason that royalty heads of state, people from all over the world, came to see us in our practice was that when everything else that conventional medicine has to offer has failed, people seek the sensible alternatives. And I am, by the way, a physician who believes that the only place that pharmaceuticals have a reason to exist in medicine is in the emergency room. Beyond that, virtually everything that a pharmaceutical does dangerously, expensively, and with tremendous side effects, everything can be done by natural methods, by frequency medicine, by nutrition, by energy medicine. And the reason I can say that so confidently is that throughout my entire career, I have treated the most difficult patients that anybody can have in their practice, people who were dying or unable to tolerate meds and in terrible trouble. And they came to me, and by and large, they got well, not just symptom-free, which is all that allopathic medicine has to offer, if it does that well, and usually it doesn't, but truly radiantly and in many cases transcendently well through giving the body, the heart, the mind, the spirit what it needs to heal. What it does not need is toxins. If you are eating conventional American food, what we call the standard American diet, or SAD, you are already eating weaponized food. I just published an article in one of our blog spots, which you can get to by going to our main website, healthfreedomusa.org, and then clicking on the second button on the left, which takes you to the Health Freedom blog. I just published an article today on the fact that the food supply already contains food grown from seeds which have been irradiated not to prevent mold or bacteria from growing, not to sterilize them, but to induce wild mutations. Nobody knows what the long-term results of those mutations will be. Yet once a seed has developed a mutation that the seed scientists like, they mix it in the food supply, and you're eating that mutated food. That's different from genetic modification. And if that isn't weaponizing food, then I don't know what is.
And they're open air. And they're open air. Can you speak to this? And then the general wants to comment, pop in. They are open-air planting thousands of varieties of X-rayed and gamma-rayed and cross-species plant varieties, which are cousins to all these other plants, and it's openly jumping in to all the other crops. That's on record.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they are also openly, the United States Department of Agriculture is in the process in these last lame duck disastrous days of deregulating everything in the world that the U.S. government can, is in the process of essentially eliminating any controls or regulations on the outdoor growth and therefore the genetic mixing of genetically modified plants or Franken. That means that, for instance, foods that are genetically altered to produce industrial chemicals or pharmaceuticals will be allowed to mix their DNA with everything else, not just other food crops of the same species, but food crops of other species and weeds, and they get into insects, and they get into animals that eat them that we eat. We're talking about food Armageddon. Now, that's not acceptable to me. We're talking about intentionally despoiling the earth. And if anybody doubts that it's intentional, all they need to do is go to your data, Alex, or go to our data on our website, healthfreedomusa.org. We have something called the GMO Files in our Health Freedom blog, and there's an abundance of truly horrifying independent science. This is designed to kill. This is designed to maim. This is designed to weaken the immune system. And this is designed to cause infertility. Now, if that's what you want for yourself, then that's fine. Do nothing. Continue to eat processed food. Continue to be a person with a slave mentality and be amused by the deceit of the mainstream media.
Just to add a question just to add a question to both of you. I've had Nobel Prize-winning geneticists on. I've had top scientists. I mean, these are people that were running, you know, multi-billion-dollar companies. And they'll talk about how if you change one gene in a rat or one gene in a tomato or one gene in a pig, it randomly, you get the change you want, but it randomly changes thousands of other things. And they admit that, you know, the German studies killing the honeybees with just one form of GMO corn that has a pesticide grow naturally in it so other bugs won't eat it, but the honeybees will. Then they feed us those pesticides that are secreted in the corn naturally, as you know. But for audience listening, you know, they talk about global warming and climate change and world taxes. That's a red herring to divert everybody off of all the genetic manipulation of the very biosphere of the planet. I mean, when you say Armageddon, you're not kidding. Already most of the... Already most of the live oaks are dying in Texas. The bees are all dying. There's hardly any birds. Everything's dying. Go ahead.
I wouldn't call it Armageddon. I would say that there's a war. I mean, this is a war that we're in. And as a war, you must take action. You cannot sit back and not do anything unless you want to be a slave or dead.
Yeah, well, they're not even wanting to enslave us.
Choose, slave or dead.
Well, I think that in previous wars, the idea was to capture the population and use it for your own purposes. This war...
But they were called slaves. They were called serfs.
You're right.
They were called serfs.
This is genocide, though.
This war is a genocidal war. There will be a few serfs, but with mechanized labor-saving devices, with machines, with cyborgs, we don't need very many serfs. What they are going to want to do, and we were told this by a head of state whom we were treating in our practice. I mentioned this on the radio a couple of days ago with you, Alex. This woman is a head of state, and she said that she had been raised to believe that the useless eaters of the earth, that's us, our children, our friends, our family, our loved ones, were consuming their, that's the master class's, non-renewable resources. And I said, and therefore they had to be eliminated, and the time was coming when that would finally be accomplished. This was in 2002. I believe that we are now at that next phase, and the tools have been put in place. The fear is being marshaled, managed, and very much manipulated to quell the populace, and the genocidal weaponization of food, of vaccines, of medicines has all been put in place to enact this final cleansing so that we do not use up their non-renewable resources.
Let me stop you there. Then people say, well, they're destroying the Earth's biosphere in the name of saving it, but they say, you know, what you read earlier is what the head of Sun Microsystems and others have said, the elite plan to kill the majority of us and then have a small group with this whole technological system. This is the official UN plan, and I want the general to comment on it after you do. But my question here, that's why they're creating all the governmental seed banks, the ARCs, because they plan to release all these plagues, then, quote, manage it, claiming they're fighting it, use that as the pretext to basically exterminate the majority of us, and then they think they're going to put the genie back in the bottle. But the geneticists and the engineers I talked to, they say it probably can't be put back in. So at the final equation, they are completely insane, though they are intelligently insane, with kind of a dark logic or general. What would you call that?
I call it stupid. It's very simple. You know, I'm a simple guy. I think that is it's crazy. I mean, you know, food as a weapon is not new. Sherman, you know, did a scorched earth policy during the Civil War when he was down in Georgia. He was trying to kill everybody inside, and he was killing the food, so he was going to kill the people. I mean, that's what he did. So this is not new in terms of a way of waging war, except that this now, instead of just burning everything, this has genetically modified ingredients which they don't even have a clue which way they're going to jump, which way they're going to go. We don't know, except that we do know it is not going to be good for what we, for our bellies. For
and they've
our,
done, and they've done,
no.
they've done,
our children.
They've done tens of thousands of different ones, and some are going bad, some are going kind of sideways, none of it's good.
And every, some are going to make people infertile so that there won't be any kids.
Exactly.
I hope all of your listeners, Alex, know about the Austrian study that was released about 10 days ago.
Yeah, tell them.
Which shows the two, pardon me?
Yeah, tell them about the mice.
Two types of corn, NK603 and MON810, are ubiquitously approved even in Europe for animal feed and for human consumption. Now, these corns, remember when food used to have names? Well, once it starts to have numbers, you're in big trouble. These patented types of corn cause infertility in mice. We're not very different from mice. If you'll notice, think about when your parents or when you, if you're older than 20 or 30, started to have children. You and your friends all became pregnant pretty much when you wanted to. Well, at this point, the numbers of infertile couples, the number of people who have to go for fertility treatment or never do manage to become parents through biological means, the number of people who have huge reproductive problems is increasing rapidly. And if anybody thinks that's an accident, they really need to get their head out of the sand.
Well, doctor,
because they've got...
doctor, as you know, that's why the main guinea pig they use is mice and rats. Because biologically they found that mice, rats, and pigs with cross-spectrum drugs and tests are the closest to our metabolic system. And so conclusively, in a whole bunch of studies, it's sterilizing mammals that eat all sorts of GMO, and that's clearly being engineered into that. Now, you've mentioned this head of state, and I know for confidentiality reasons you can't get into it, but specifically, flesh it out. Was there anything else she said you haven't told us?
Oh, yes. She said a great deal that I haven't discussed. One of the things that she did was bring her children to me, these were grown children, to find out whether they had been conditioned through mind control techniques as she believed that she had been. Now, remember, people say, well, she would know whether she was conditioned through mind control techniques. No, not at all, because people have their awareness compartmentalized through the horrific processes that are used. And many of the things that we call satanic or ritual abuse are, in fact, mind control programs that are disguised in a quasi-religion of Satanism, which, of course, is no religion at all, but is really a political program designed to produce the desired effect in human behavior. Because, after all, just as biology and life are not sacred to these people, so behavior and the essence of humanity that many people call the soul is not sacred either. And people may say, my God, have they no limits to what they will invade and destroy? And the answer is no, they have no limits.
Well, I've studied the globalists for a long time, and what you're saying is their religion is betrayal. Their religion is defiling innocence and destroying beauty and hurting the order of things. They want to remake creation in their own image. General Stubblebine, I know it's all classified, you can't get into it, but you ran Special Forces. You know, there's a... I know you know about it, a film with George Clooney coming out about you, but the point is, I know you can't get much into it, but you guys were, you know, into the whole mind power, being studying the Army. You headed that up. Did you guys in your research ever run into, back in that time, the dark stuff that that Dr. Lebo was talking about?
One of the, she brought that up. One of the things that very interestingly, came to me, I've got to go back into just a very quick bit of history. When I took over the Intelligence and Security Command, which was my final command. I actually had under me all of the Army Strategic Intelligence Forces around the world. Every one of the Army Strategic Intelligence Forces belonged to me, not the tactical, just the strategic. But during that period, our resources were going down and our requirements were going up. So what I did was I put together a thing I called the High Performance Task Force, go out and find all of the things that would allow a person to work better, not longer, and so that we could still meet our requirements. Well, out of that came some very fascinating things. One of which, and this is in this stupid book about staring at goats, one of that item was a thing which could be used if you stared at a goat, you could explode its heart. Well, it
stay there, Doctor. Stay there, General. We've got to talk about, we've got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll finish up with this powerful information. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Okay, General, you were tasked with studying all this. The Russians were studying it. So there at Fort Bragg and other places, you had gotten up to the point about some of the experiments with animals. Please continue, sir.
What I was talking about was that I put together this high-performance task force to try to figure out how we could cope with the lack of resources and more requirements. And many, many different kinds of things that, you know, appeared on my desk, one of which was this ability to use the mind to stare at an animal. It doesn't need to be a goat, but an animal. And with the mental power explode the heart. Well, that was not my responsibility. My responsibility, and I got to underscore this, Alex, my responsibility was the intelligent side of this thing. Going out and exploding somebody's heart is the operational side. That's the G3 instead of the G2 in military parlance. My responsibility was intelligence. So when this thing appeared on my desk, and it did, there's no doubt about that, what I did was I took it to the special forces folks, say, here, this is a technology that you probably need to exploit. This is one that you need to experiment with. This is in your operational side of the house, not my intelligence side of the house. So I literally took it down to Fort Bragg. I turned it over to them and said, here, you do with it what you want. Now, of course, what's happened with, out of all of that is that everybody says, well, I'm the guy that was doing it. Well, the answer is, no, I wasn't. I discovered it was brought to me. It appeared to work. I didn't play with it. I just took it to the people who were responsible for using it or developing it or training their people to use it in the case of an emergency.
Did it work? I mean, so, is that classified?
What's that?
Did it work?
I don't know. I really don't know. No, let me turn it a different way. Do I believe it worked? Yes. Do I know that it worked? No, because I never tried it myself, and I never saw any goat that ended up dead. However, I did see a number of testimonials that said that that worked.
From the Army.
Yep.
Special Forces said it was working. They're not normally the type to just make things up internally. But, I mean, the point is, this has been on the TV, you know, mainstream TV, that the Russians believed all this. And is that, I know you can't get into intelligence, but I would imagine that's where this intelligence came from. So the Army tested it and tried to see if it was real.
Yeah. Well, incidentally, I don't have any problem believing that it worked. I do have, I cannot say that because I have no direct information. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I haven't seen one explode. So other than testimonials, I don't know capability.
But Bragg is saying it worked.
Yes. Or at least that's my understanding, yes.
Well, we've kind of gotten off the track there, but that's interesting. So that gets into what these elites believe and some of the things that's going on just in that little window that you saw into. We're gonna break and start the final hour. I want to get into solutions with you guys and you know why you guys have moved to Panama. You're trying to teach folks how to grow organically and then export the technology all over the world so people can get ready. Dr. Lebo has talked a lot about this. You guys had a very successful practice in all sorts of organizations and foundations here in the U.S. So I'll ask you when we get back in 1 minute or 70 seconds technically, you know, why you decided to go down to Panama. Last time I talked to you a year ago or so, you guys were still coming back to the U.S. some. Now you're not. And we've got to talk about what happened at the Codex Alimentarius meeting a few months ago that you covered in Europe as well. So our amazing guest with us for one more hour straight ahead, healthfreedomusa.org is their website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.